Hallelujah. The song said, no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. Hallelujah. I am free. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you now. I have no idea what God is about to say. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you. But I feel the spirit of the living God in this place moving down on the inside of me. I have no idea how he's going to twist it. I have no idea. And I tell you, I don't like this situation. I don't like not being prepared. I'm one that loves to have everything together. Mother, I'm a little nervous, but I know God got a plan. Huh? Tommy, I'm going to walk till he give it to me. Amen? You may be seated in the presence of the Most High God. I'm so honored to be in this place today. I heard that the ministry, I knew it was old. But when they say 30 years, I'm on my 11th year and I feel like I'm about to have a breakdown right now. My God, come on. 30 years dealing with people? Y'all say family and friends, I'm going to walk like I'm family. Go ahead. That's it. You're on. 30 years. Elect lady. Walking by his side, lacking some of the people, and some of them got on her nerves. She reminded me a little bit of me sometime when I hear her talk. Amen, because she's right on point. Amen, she's a truth teller. And anytime you're a person that tells the truth, you stay in trouble. So she done went through many days of trouble with people. But it must be right here. Whenever you gotta walk alongside a man that's gonna lead people, and after he done spent, after he done spent many hours on his knees, and after he spent many hours at the hospital and doing funerals and doing weddings and going to take change to the college for kids whose parents can't give them no money. And then after all that, the people that you minister to the most will turn around and walk out on you. After you done rubbed them and prayed for them and paid rent, and then they turn around and walk out on you because you said one thing they didn't like. We're going to stand and give these people honor. For almost 30 years of ministry. Give the God, amen, that they serve honor, because this has not been easy. The tears that must have been shed. Hallelujah. The times they were lied on. When they really didn't do it. Y'all know anything about that? When you really didn't say it. But her husband told her, honey, let the Lord handle it. I hear the Lord today. I look slow, but I ain't real slow. When she wanted to straighten some stuff, he said, honey, let the Lord handle it. And y'all don't know nothing about being a woman. If you ain't no woman, that's a hard place. Because I feel like I need to go ahead and fix this. But today I honor God for being in this holy place. Bishop Belton, I thank God for you and we honor you today. Amen. Elect lady, we honor you. Amen. Your place and all the things that you've done. Amen. And the times you were not appreciated. Amen, God. And I know we don't want to wait till we get to heaven. I'm a little disturbed. Listen, I can't wait till I get to heaven to be blessed, y'all. I read my Bible, and he said in the Word of God, he said that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came, amen, that we might have life and have that more abundantly. And I desire to have it on this side. Y'all gonna help me preach today because I'm gonna preach. On this side. And even though there's a freedom in here, I also feel a little restriction. I said there's something, amen, in the atmosphere that don't want to let y'all go. The pastor said loose. I don't know. Is that Larry Dupree? Are you serious, Larry? Wow. Amen. Amen, amen. And I'm going to ask everybody. I want y'all, I know some of y'all could just stand up and just take a walk and go and hug the people next to you. Y'all don't seem like praisers. And I know after 30 years, y'all praisers. Go to somebody and hug them. Amen. Tell them to praise him. Praise him. Come on, do it for real. Don't be big time. Don't be big shot. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Family and friends. Tell somebody praise him. Tell somebody praise him. I feel something now. Tell somebody praise him. Hey! Tell somebody praise God. Lift him up in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody out here see Andy? God. Somebody say praise. Yeah, yeah. Praise him. Oh, come on, somebody. I need somebody that knows how to dance. Somebody say praise him. There got to be breakthrough in this place. Come on here. Oh. Praise him. I know you're tired, but praise. Hallelujah. You ain't no robot. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't really want to spit all over your microphone. Amen. I don't know. Yeah, just take that, all right. You said make yourself at home, but you came and run and got that thing out of my hand real fast. Make yourself at home. I see you. Amen. We honor God. We honor God. For being in this place, we praise God. Amen. I want you guys to understand, my sisters and my brother, and I never hardly ever end up in the same place at one time. And I want my sister Pat, my brother Keith, and my sister Tiny, amen, to stand. I want you to see my siblings. Amen. Amen. We hardly ever end up at the same place at the same time. God is so good. When I saw Keith, I was like, and I think he saw the look on my face. I was like, wow. Amen. But he and my brother-in-law are like brothers. Amen. So we honor God so much for all of you. We praise God for all the familiar faces, our nieces, our nephews. Amen. He looks like a Tyndall. Amen. I don't know if he's a Tyndall or not. He looks like one. You know, you just see people that look like people. I remember her from years ago. So I honor God from every single one of you. Remember her from years ago. Amen. When she used to be at the hat parade, the young lady right there, her past was Pastor Blue. Just remember all of you. And we honor God for you today. having us here. Amen. At this time, amen, the master's place is here. We're not going to keep you long for a longer time because I know a lot of you have to go to work on tomorrow. We thank and praise God. Amen. If you would stand master's place and allow them to see a little bit of who you are so when we see each other in the street, amen. Amen. I think she used to live behind my grandmother maybe back in the day. I'm not sure. Amen. 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 I don't know where the guys are and the young lady are, the mime team. That's one of the greatest things. My husband loves it. I love it. Mime is phenomenal. And I'm so shocked to see Darian here. Amen. Our keyboard playing. I am shocked. And I'm glad to see him here. Amen. Amen. We honor God today. I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to John 2. I don't even know if that's it or not. But I'm just following, you know, so y'all will think we almost there. I'm surprised that this is your first Family and Friends Day. Amen. And I pray that you get what you desire. Amen. Financially and especially spiritually. But I do thank God. My sister and brother-in-law have been talking about pastor and first lady, elect lady. I don't know if you're a minister or not. You're a pastor, you're an elder. I don't know. But they've been talking about them for many, many years. And I got my first time, amen, to hear a bad word. They ain't say it to me. Now, I ain't say they ain't say nothing. But I say, amen. That whenever they spoke to me about you guys, it has always been honorable. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to say what the Holy Ghost has in my spirit, if y'all don't mind. And I don't know yet exactly what spirit I'm going to come, what scripture I'm going to come from, but I'm going to get to the scripture. Is that all right? Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, oh God, I honor you so very much for this, their first Family and Friends Day. Holy Spirit, consume us today. Holy Spirit, fill us and lead us. And when we leave, help us to leave better so we can make somebody else better. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we praise you and we pray. Amen. Now, what the Lord has been dealing with me about and what I've been scared about. Pastor, you ever not know exactly what you were going to say? Okay. So I'm going to just act like I know what's going on. The Spirit of God has been dealing with me about something called the spirit of the chameleon. And I know that we all know what a chameleon is. It's that lizard-like animal that wherever it goes, it doesn't change because of where it is. It changes because of the atmosphere, and it changes because of the temperature, the color. Amen? And one of the things that God has been dealing with me about ever since I've been called to do this, and I just don't know exactly where I'm going to go, but here we go. The spirit of the chameleon. God began to minister to me, Pat, because what he dealt with me about was that a lot of us have raised our family. We're talking about family and friends. In the church, we raised our children. I have three children, amen, that I gave birth to. I got two or six more, amen, that call me mom and dad, call us mom and dad, and we raised them in the house of the Lord. And what God has dealt with me about is that a lot of us have messed our children up. Lord, I don't even know what you want to do with this. Because a chameleon, what he'll do is he changes color according. See, let me give you the definition of what we're going to be when we talk about chameleon. A person who changes their opinions or behavior according to the situation. Now, the chameleon we're talking about today is an individual that'll change their opinion, amen, or their behavior according to what's going on around them. So Keith, in the house of God, I've been here for many years, since 1980, what, Shelvana? 89. And Larry, I raised my kids in the house of the Lord. And what I did was, I've been a chameleon sometime. I can't talk about you. When I'm in the house of the Lord, I'm one color. And I hug brothers and sisters in the house of God, and I tell them how much I love them, and my children have watched me all these years. Whew. But when I get to the house, in another atmosphere, I change color, y'all. Y'all got to go with me. The scripture gonna come out in a minute. Just hold on. So I've raised the kids and I've taught the kids and I tell them you got to pay your tithe and you got to pay your offering. And I tell them about loving other folk. But when I walk into the house and I get out my shoes and I open my mouth and I begin to say something negative about the same ones that I just whispered in their ear how much I... Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So... I hugged them all and I whispered in their ear and I told them how much I loved them. But by the time I got to the house, I changed colors. And so now it's time for Bible study now. So now I'm gonna change back. I'm talking about me now. I know ain't none of y'all never done this. So now it's time to go to work. Let's say work, don't go to Bible study. It's time to go to the job. And I changed from when I was in the house. And I get to the job, mother, and I change again. Whatever they're talking about on the job, that's what I'm talking about. They start talking about how gas prices went up, and instead of me talking about the goodness of the Lord, I join in. I leave the job. It's Bible study time. I put back on my church color, Tiny. Everybody in the church almost believes that I am who I say I am. Except for my husband, mother. Mother, give me five now. Work with me. So now, Sister Flossie, I get back to the church. I'm hugging on Deacon John. I love him now. I change color. But when me and Deacon John get in the car, now this don't happen for real. This ain't real, so none of y'all don't worry about that. He grabbed my hand. And I said, don't start that. But Larry, why were we in the house of God? See, I done changed color. I got out the church and I got in the car and I done changed color again. But everybody in the church, they on me. They think me and John real close. They think we got a good relationship. They say they want their marriage to be like ours. They don't realize that I'm changing colors on them. So you got people celebrating us and celebrating our marriage and talking about how wonderful we are. But we ain't nothing but fakes. I got one. So the Lord began to deal with me, right? And this is what he dealt with me about, and I pray. I'm going to stay in his plan and I'm going to sit down. The Lord began to deal with me, Vanessa. This is what he dealt with me about. Me and my husband, states that we told our children. Because see, you don't know the color of control. See, that's another color. Whenever you start deceiving people, that's another color. And I'm talking about folk in the church, baby. I ain't talking about nobody in the street. They ain't in the hood. They're right here. States that me and my husband told all our kids, you can be what you want to be. Now, I need y'all, don't even amen this. I'm telling y'all, we failed. We told our children, you can be the president of the United States. We told our kids, Keith, whatever you want to be, that's what you can be. But Stacy, we failed them. Because what we were supposed to tell our children is that from the beginning, God had a plan. Y'all said family and friends, ain't it? So let's go to Jeremiah in that scripture where he said, I know the plans I have for you. But me and John thought we were being wonderful when we told them, you can be whatever you want to be. But we messed up because we were supposed to tell them, you got to seek the kingdom for what God has planned for you before the world was ever framed. I know this ain't for everybody, but this right here for somebody, and it includes me. So Keith, until the Holy Ghost told me I was in error, I thought I was right. And then some of us, after we tell them what we think, controlling now, we gonna turn another color, they ought to do. We told Siobhan she needed to be a nurse so she can make money because she was big time and she was high maintenance. Now I was saved when I did this. And I said, Siobhan, you need to be a nurse. You need to work in a hospital. You need to make a lot of money. I never told her that she needed to seek the Lord. Tiny. So now, you know how Siobhan is. So now she's slow. She don't know whether to go right because mama say go that way, or go left because something else pulling her. Because I don't want to disappoint mama, and I don't want to disappoint daddy. So we were trying to control our kids and we didn't even know it. We were controlling our children by telling them what they ought to do. The Bible said we got to train up our children in the way they should go. And the way they should go is they should seek the kingdom and all his righteousness. And then, yeah, come on somebody, they won't have to worry about anything. But because I thought it was right, we controlled them. And right after the service, I'm going to call my boys. And I'm going to say, fellas, I'm sorry. Huh? That you may have had one vision and we gave you another. And we really want bragging rights. We really mess our kids up. We turn them into chameleons because now they got to act like they're happy when they're really not happy. God, I wish I could preach this. So now we have children that are hiding things from us. They're drinking liquor to try to get over. Come on, somebody. Not hurting mom and daddy. I really don't want to do what they tell me to do, but I love them. I don't want to disappoint them. Chameleons. We got the spirit of Jezebel, but don't nobody tell us about it. And then, if it looked like they ain't doing what we want them to do, now we're going to have another talk with them. And they're too respectful to say, Mama, what are you talking about? Huh? Watch this. Vanessa, we tell them, give your tithe and your offering. That's in Malachi. They go another scripture. We tell them, give God his money. And he'll bless you and you won't be cursed, Larry. Sir, we don't tell them how to handle the other 90%. So in the middle of the night, they online with the other 90%, ain't paying no bills, ain't paid their car payment, ain't paid their insurance, because you know what? You told them, you said, the other 90 is yours. But the real deal, baby, if you got debt, the other 90 ain't yours. So we got our kids. They all dressed up. And they broke. Why? Because I wanted to make sure they was giving God his money. But it wasn't giving Stokes Craven his money.
They wasn't giving signs to your electric, their money.
God, I wish somebody could hear this.
But the church lady told them, if you don't want to be cursed. And so then the kids are confused because they say, well, if I'm not cursed, why am I struggling so bad? It's because I didn't teach them what to do with the other 90%.
Lord, please help me now. And then, elect lady, we got daughters and sons. They don't even want the opposite sex. And I ain't jealous and I ain't mad and I ain't judging. Because it could have been me. But sweetheart, watch this. They watch me and daddy. Now we're supposed to be an example of them because we saved. Now I'm not talking about unsaved families. Now that's not, I'm talking about the saints. I'm supposed to submit, and he's supposed to love me. Now, what women don't know, son, if you humble yourself under the man of God, the brother give you anything you want. My husband offered me stuff I know he can't pay for. It ain't no way unless a miracle come. And to get him out of trouble, I said, no, baby, I don't want it. But our children watch us at church act one way, and then we get to the house, because see, it's God, it's man, then it's woman. Then Eve had the children. But they look in the house and they see mama just running her mouth. They see mama in control and daddy sitting down saying nothing because he don't want no trouble, Miss Naomi. So now our kids are confused again. So they say, instead of being my mom and daddy, I just don't want nobody or I ain't going to have no man, I'll try a woman. Chameleons, because we tell them one thing but we show them another. And Brad, baby, I told somebody, before you tell your child, Keith, listen, Keith, before you tell your child don't shame me, tell them to shame you. Because they're going to shame them one way or the other. You might not know about it, but it is something you don't know about now. Because I know some of y'all, I see some of y'all look on y'all face. Y'all think y'all kids ain't done nothing. I see that look on you. We were supposed to tell our children whatever the Lord says, do it. In John, the second chapter, the Bible says that there was a wedding going on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bible said there was a wedding going on and they were about to run out of wine. Mary walking around said, Jesus, they're about out of wine. Huh? Jesus said, what they got to do with me? Amen. Bible said, Mary said, whatever he tell y'all to do, just do it. Whenever they obeyed God, they move out of the natural into the supernatural. Come on, y'all. We got to begin to tell our kids that we failed them in some areas so that they will never ever walk the way that we've walked. I was a chameleon. I talked one way and I lived another. And had somebody told me I was wrong, I would have been highly offended. But I got that word from the Holy Ghost. Huh? What'd you say? The Bible says, They did what Jesus says. He said, fill them up with water. And all of a sudden, because they did what God, see, the reason a lot of our kids are not productive, they're not prosperous, they're not successful, it really ain't got nothing to do with them. It has to do with the instructions I gave them. What I thought was best when it had nothing to do with God. Today is going to be a day we're going to free our kids. Y'all said family and friends. We're getting ready to go. I'm almost done. We're going to go. Get on the phone. Call Jay. Call Judah. Said, fellas, we were in error. The Bible says in Jeremiah that God said he knows the plans he got for you. The Bible says, guys, what scripture am I thinking about, Vanessa? You got to be able to pick it up in the spirit when I forget it. She said, nope. 29 and 11, thank you. If it ain't close to that, it's in there. It's there. The Bible says we should have trained them kids up. And we thought we were doing that. And because I thought I was doing that, he gave us another chance. I was a color changer. But I come to let you know today, what you see now is what you're going to see till I leave here. What they see me and Pop do should help them to treat their wives right. What they hear come out of my mouth, I should never tell my children, you know how your daddy is. I should never disrespect my husband in front of my children. Because they're going to disrespect their husbands. Oh, come on, church. I should never call Siobhan and have this great conversation about her dad. Oh, come on. Thank you, mother. Thank you. Chameleon. That's what I've been until today. Wherever you go, you should remain the same. Call your babies and say, I'm sorry I pushed you. They went to school to be a doctor, and now God calling them to the mission field, and you so scared that they're not going to make the money that you think they ought to make. You think they, so you're so scared it'll get in your bank account. Let your children do what God called them to do. I failed them once. I won't fail them again. Bible says they poured the water into the cisterns. And the Lord said, dip out a cup. I want my kids to operate in the supernatural. And they'll never operate in the supernatural doing what I call them to do. They'll never operate in the supernatural unless I loose them and let them do the will of God. If there's anybody that try to control your kids, if you make a line right here, we just gonna pray. I ain't touching nobody, and don't lie either. Did you ever try to tell them what to do? Amen. And you weren't even sure it was God. Come on, Tiny. Because you know the sanctified ones ain't coming. Come on. Do this daughter, do this son, do that son. And we push our kids away from us. Because we're trying to make them something they should have never been. And then you know what we do? We brag about what they become when they're miserable and they can't even tell us. Great God from Zion. Lord, I wish I could have done better. Color changes. In the house, I'm one thing, and then in the street, I'm another. I confuse my children. I confuse my co-workers and my friends because I'm at the job laughing at dirty jokes. Not knowing on the way to tell me the joke, Keith, he stopped by six people, said, watch a laugh now. Color change. I'm a chameleon in the body of Christ.
my mind. Amen. The Bible says we got to let this mind be in you. There was all, there was another scripture in Christ Jesus. He said we got to set our affection on things above and not on things in the earth. A chameleon is of the earth. I got to operate in the supernatural. Polo children going to college for stuff they don't even want to do. And for Christmas, when they come home to let you know they ain't going to be able to stay in school, you just discount what they're saying. You just tired. Chameleons. Lord, I'm looking for my husband. Lord, baby, you've been married 2 times. How many times you want to be married? Would you let one of the other girls get somebody? Can y'all give one of them a chance? And you can be mad all you want, but I'm trying to tell you, chameleons. Because when I come to you and tell you what happened in the marriage, I ain't gonna tell you about me. I'm not gonna tell you how I ran my mouth and beat that man down and dragged that man down and told that man how he wasn't nothing. I'll never tell you all. Chameleon, right here in the body. Huh? One color. Whatever holiness is, what color is that? Pat, that's the color we gotta be. I can't be one way here and another way there. Lord, have mercy. God, I wish I could have preached today. Some of us should have given up our position in the church for at least 3-4 weeks without anybody saying anything to us. You waiting on somebody to come and tap you on your shoulder and say, you need to sit down for a while. But on the inside of you, you already know. You already know. You already know, Tiny. Chameleon. Slithering around. I change according to whatever situation I'm in. I gotta be one way. Jesus Christ the same. They got another scripture. Yesterday, today, and forever. Bible says that Jesus said, I'm in the Father and you in me and I'm in you. We all one. I try to control. Y'all, this thing hurting me so bad. But I'm going to deliver my kids. I'm going to get them freed up. Some of them being abused even in their marriage. And because you don't want to be saying, you stay right there. Because you don't want to be stained. Ulolo salalaba kahania. Uwenamasialalaba. Trying to control that too. I'm getting ready to pray. Because we got to free our family. They said family and friends day. And he said chameleon, but I didn't know what he wanted to do. And I was like, God, you know I love to be organized now. You can't change. When they come to you, hear them out. Some of them lazy and just don't want to do. But all of them ain't lazy, y'all. Sometimes the cameraman, you need to get the camera from him and give it to one of the church. Because I told somebody, if you ain't got no praise, you don't need to do nothing in the church. Because that's the most elementary thing, isn't it? I see you smiling, cameraman. Maybe not you. Look at me like, Chameleons. We stand behind this sacred desk and we holler and tell everybody what they ought to do. But what you doing? Oh, come on, somebody. You stand here and you tell everybody else to pray, but then you stiff and dead and dry yourself. Controlling devil. Want to see how high somebody will jump when you open your mouth? You better get in trouble with God. Chameleons. We've messed up our children and we messed up our, we go straight from that tiny to messing up the grandkids. If they don't act like we want them to act, if they don't say what we want them to say, controlling devil. It's by the grace of God, my children still talk to me. Because I had plenty of ideas for them. Y'all ain't talking back to me. I know it ain't just me. And I know it ain't just my kids that gonna get a phone call tonight. Somebody gonna tell their kids, whatever the Lord say, just do it. Somebody gonna say, sorry, baby. I was trying to get you to go my way. Whatever the Lord said, because Mary say whatever he says. And as soon as they obey, supernatural. Good God Almighty. Peter, here you go. He done fish all night. I'm getting ready to shut it down. But I told the Holy Ghost, whatever you say, I'm gonna say. Here go Peter. Done fish all night. Bible said Jesus climbed in the ship. Peter ain't getting nothing. The Lord said, launch out into the deep, throw it over. Because he obeyed what God said. See, you ever wonder about a certain child in your family and why that child looks like they can't get it again. You raise them just like you raise the rest of them, but it looked like he came just go on back to him. I said, son, I know I told you. Daughter, I know I told you, but I got something else to tell you. Whatever God says to you to do. And when they say, but I don't know his voice, tell them, start spending time with him. Whatever pulling you, come on somebody, what is it that you really want to do? God had this plan set before the foundation of the world. I was wrong, ma'am. Ma'am, I was wrong. And when I looked around and it looked like they were being scattered here and there. And ma'am, every time I tell one, don't shame me. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Chameleons. Now all I'm going to do is come against that spirit. You even try to control the people on your job. Don't stack your desk like that. Stack it like this. Or some of us got devils now. You stand there, that desk, come on. That ain't your devil. Y'all ain't talking back to me. We get married and we want our husband to be like we want them to be. We want our wives. Let me be me. I'm getting ready to pray. I know. God has a plan. And we done drove our kids crazy. The reason they drink it because mama won't shut up. They call daddy on the slide because daddy understands. Y'all ain't talking. I hear the Holy Ghost today now.
So they called daddy, because daddy got more of a heart. Huh? Where they work at, bro, they might not make that much money, but whatever we do when we're born again is kingdom business. You just want something to brag about. My daughter is this and my son is that, and they miserable and about to lose their mind. But you got bragging rights, so you're all right now. Lord. Stacy, I don't think I ever gave you any instructions, but if I did, I'm so sorry. I don't think I did, Keith. Stop trying to make your babies you. Because the real deal is you're really not that wonderful. You're really not that great. Let them be who God called them to be, because there are certain people that they have to bring in. Because we are trying to figure out why the kids left and didn't come back. I am done with all that control, and I'm done with everybody telling me what I ought to do. I'm done. That's why they don't come back. From the pulpit, I mean, where I stand now, I'm not bishop, where I stand, to the door. Chameleon spirit. I wanted bragging rights, I guess. I didn't realize that. Yeah, Shalon, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she works at Central Carolina, yeah. Now, when she was working in the daycare, getting burnt up by the sun, with the little kids, that wasn't enough for you. Y'all ain't talking back to me now. Now you tell them it's okay, do what you feel, but you don't really mean it, because a chameleon's still trying to slip in and control stuff. I want to change color. God, I wish I could preach, but I'm telling you, from this day forward, I'm about to call my boys. Say, fellas, I'm sorry about that. What's pulling on you? Some of our kids end up in prison because mama just a yapping and a tapping. Most of the time, daddy be all right. Most of the time. Now, not all the time. But mama is something. Let's pray so I can go home. Father, I looked in the book and I saw where you said that you had a plan for us, for our children, even before they were born. And God, I shouted over that, I danced over that, I screamed over that, and I still didn't teach it to them. God, I heard you when you said that there's a spirit in the body of Christ that's called a chameleon. And Father, whatever situation that goes down, that's how we change. We change from the church to the car, from the car to the house, from the house to the job, from the job back to the store. God, we change up, Lord. But I'm declaring, I come against right now. And I take authority over right now. And I bind right now the strong man that's connected to the spirit of the chameleon, so that we can free other people and be free ourselves. Some of us are supervisors and some of us are over people. And God, if they don't do it our way, God, we'll try to control everything. But they actually have a better plan than we, because they received it from you. Father God, I curse the root of it. Now God, this is their first Family and Friends Day. And Father, I pray that I please you and you alone. But I ask you, those of us that need to apologize to the children, give us the guts, give us the confidence, give us the nerve to go back to the kids and tell them that you had a plan all along.
God. Even for the ministry, God, I tried to do it my way. I don't even know what way to do, but God, the reason why a lot of times things don't go the way you've assigned, the reason why there ain't no supernatural, because I keep walking in the natural. Help us to teach our children to follow your voice and your voice only. To have an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to them. We'll forever give you praise. And God, to the one that's trying to deny and say to themselves, it ain't me. To that one that got that blind spot, God, and they blame everybody else for everything. God, we break that down right now. And God, we declare we'll see ourselves from this day forward. In your holy and righteous name, we praise you. And then God, after we talk to the kids, don't let us beat ourselves up too long. Show us how to forgive ourselves and to go forward. In Jesus' holy and righteous name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen again. Amen.